For coming out. I wanted to thank Robin and Darlin for all the hard work. Robin put this thing together from scratch and brought a lot of things together to make it happen for you. I think it'll be a great day for everybody. You're going to have opportunities to be more employable, and I think that's a beautiful thing. We were talking about it earlier that that's one of the steps to long-term sobriety is that hope for a future and being able to take care of yourself and not have to lean on others and being able to move out and integrate into society, bringing with you all the things you learned about yourself and your recovery along the way, quite frankly, makes you a better citizen than everybody else. We're overcomers. Don't be ashamed of your past,
right,
but don't let yourself be a slave to it either. All right? And this is a way to move forward and get better at being you. And quite frankly, I would say people with a history of addiction are typically smarter, more tender-hearted, and just more loving, and quite frankly, better employees than most other folks. I think you see that at our place. The majority of our employees are in recovery, long-term recovery, from 41 years to 1 year. We got the whole gamut running there. So I strongly believe that people in recovery make the best employees out there and some of the best humans. So anyway, I wanted to introduce John Hollis from Rockers in Recovery. He and Lori had founded Rockers back in 2008. As an advocacy group and a grassroots sort of movement. They do a lot of information. They do a lot to promote recovery. They don't provide recovery services, but they support those who do, and they support those who are seeking it. That's an awesome and wonderful organization that has thrown music festivals all over the country. And they got another one coming up in February 13th, and every year they have it. It's called Love of Recovery, and it's a beautiful thing. It's right around Valentine's Day, and it really is. Music is such a healing component, just as we do the art therapy and music therapy. Music is just got just an amazing power. It uses all parts of your brain. It really activates it. It's calming, soothing, and therapeutic. And they've recognized that, and they've incorporated that into what they do by bringing musicians in recovery as well as musicians that are friends of recovery together to help spread the message. So. John?
Thanks, Lyle. I'm what's left of John. So, I want to, first of all, there's a couple of things I want to say. Robin, thank you so much for allowing Rockers in Recovery to be a part of the great event you're doing here. It's a one-of-a-kind event. It's the first time it's ever happening. To be able to bring the education component to the public on how to learn how to go out and create your own destiny, because that's what this is all about. See, when it comes right down to it, when you come into recovery, it's up to you if you're going to create your destiny or if you're just going to sit in the back of the room and do nothing. See, when I got here in 2008, they told me that, you know, life could be beyond my wildest dreams, and whatever was going to happen was that the big thing was is don't think that I'm in control of anything. Sit back, do the footwork, and life will just create itself and it will be amazing. And when I got here, I'm going to tell you, the only thing I wanted was to be sober and to be clean. And if God could throw in a carton of cigarettes in my three-quarter weight house payment, I'd be happy. The reality was is I got so much more than that, that if you told me that later on in life I'd be where I am today with the experiences that I have today. See, because they were all good and bad experiences. Some of them were great experiences because, you know, when I first started out with Rockers in Recovery and I built the first website and it was green and it looked like somebody puked on it, I was so proud. I mean, it was a creation that I had done. Most people in the web world said, what are you thinking? But for me, it was my creation. And that creation was spun by what? A vision by God. Because Rockers in Recovery, how it was born, was really kind of freaking away because I was a radio talk show host. And anybody that knows me knows that me being a radio talk show host for Holistic Lifestyles Radio, smoking two packs of cigarettes a day and drinking three pots of coffee a day and eating dong dongs and all the crap I was putting into my body, me running a Holistic Lifestyles radio show was like putting lipstick on a pig. It didn't work real well. But through it, because, you know, I'm an addict, I snuck things into this, because we all have motives. So let me use this platform and start bringing in recovery stuff. And it's starting to gear itself towards music and recovery. So here I am on Holistic Lifestyle Radio. And I got people coming to me saying, hey, listen, isn't this supposed to be holistic? Why are you talking about drugs all the time? And next thing you know, we're doing an interview. And we were on 1470 AM out of Boca. And we were doing 16 hours a week. And one thing leads to another. And I get a phone call in a control booth from a guy that was listening on the streamer in 2008. And he said, hey, you know that rocker? You know that rocker in recovery that you were just interviewing? And God moment. It all just came rushing through me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Me and Lori, the co-founder, hi Lori, went home and we threw it into the search engine. Rockers in recovery. In recovery. Radio in recovery. We did everything in recovery that you could imagine on the search engine. And what came up was a refurbished rocking chair. So I figured that's apropos for classic rockers. This is apropos. So this is all going to fall in place. So there was no in recovery anything. There was no rockers in recovery. There was no recovery this or recovery. None of that existed. It was 2008. So we bought, through Sun Biz, Rockers in Recovery, Inc., and Rockers in Recovery Radio and Productions, and our dreams proceeded from there. In 2011, we ended up producing many radio shows from 2008 to 2011. I think we have like 895 episodes that we produced. We're getting ready to go into the United Kingdom. We're doing our first live broadcast from London coming up here in October. So these are all things that, guess what, as an entrepreneur, because that's what I found out I am. I didn't know. All I had was all these visions, all these crazy dreams that everybody thought I was nuts. I can tell you that if you follow your dreams, you're going to come out the other side. You're going to be excited. Now, I'm going to tell you about the pitfalls. Because if I stood up here and banged my gong and didn't tell you that if you let your visions become your God, you're doomed. And I found that out. Because what happens is if you let your visions take you off your primary purpose, and at your recovery first, you will get drawn. Happened to me. And it was in direct proportion to me thinking I was all that in a recovery community. You know something? God gave me this vision for him to drive the purpose to contact other people. It has nothing to do with me. I'm standing up here like a schlep. I'm God's schlep. That's it, man. I'm here to drive the message. God does the rest. And there's a lot of people out there, I'm saying this factually, that think that their mission and them have something to do with this. And in my opinion, they don't. This is all about God. So that being said, I had to come to understand and integrate my ego out. I had to come to understand that my position in life is more like, okay, God, where do you want me to be? And when I start to do those things, things fall into place, and a lot of people get help. Rockers in Recovery is about education. The sole purpose is education and prevention, and we do it through music. Now, we were lucky enough to do this over the years, since 2011 to current, 21 concerts and festival productions all across the United States. Now, I can tell you that when you take the music industry and you put it together with the recovery industry, you have one of the insanest organizations in the world. Because there's a lot of insane people in the music industry, and you know how we are in the recovery industry. You match them together, and what you have is a powder keg of egotism. So forever watchful, forever vigilant. By the grace of God, I stand here today. I didn't die. I came out the other side of the experience because I did relapse, because of ego, because of arrogance, because of all the things that I thought I was, to come to find out that God had to humble me again to show me what the primary purpose of this was all about. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with Him. And all glory goes to Him. And with that, I am going to bring up the component. Dallas is one of he's new to Rockers in Recovery. We have had hundreds of musicians that have dedicated their time, and still do, to Rockers in Recovery, to be able to help our mission, and to be able to carry the mission forward with you guys. Dallas is just coming aboard. Dallas is just come through a heck of an experience. I'm glad that he's here today, him and his wife. His son was missing for about 16 hours. Helicopters, rescue dogs, the whole nine yards were all searching for his son yesterday. And we didn't even think he was going to be here. By the grace of God, they found his son yesterday afternoon. And, you know, for that, we're grateful. And blessed. So what I want to do is I want to bring Dallas up, because Dallas is the music component of this. And he's going to share his experience a little bit, and he's going to play some songs. And then at the end of that, we're going to take a little break, because we got to break our stuff down, because everything is getting ready to go onto Rockers and Recovery Radio at 11 o'clock this afternoon or 12 o'clock this afternoon. So we have to upload everything, get everything ready to go to upload for the show. But we, again, want to thank Robin, want to thank Lyle, Darlin, and the rest of the folks at the Shores, and, you know, people in recovery. And that's it.
I'm Dallas. I'm a recovering addict from Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Hi, Dallas.
I play in a rock group called Fighting the Silence, and we're three childhood friends and bandmates who all struggled with addiction over the years, and all toured through separate parts of the country, you know, and all got back together, and we feel that it's our calling to carry the message of recovery with our music, and that's what we do. So it's a real blessing to be here, and I'm just super thankful. So I'm going to play you guys some music. Thank you.
Thanks.
song's called Liberation. I wrote this for the person who taught me how to play the guitar. He was our old bass player, and he passed away from a drug overdose. And he was one of my best friends, so the song's called Liberation. I've sworn that I'd soon see your face again. There is something in you, don't go away. Your affliction wasn't you, you finally turned away. This scene is so cold. I know that you won't fade away. I still hear you calling. Know that you will never fall away. Don't fade away. To the highest one, I can see the light in the window. We can wait for second chances or embrace with the setting sun. Thanking the sky when the wind blows, your spirit flows inside. We'll be right back.
Dallas, because damn, I got to ask Dallas a question. Because reality is that when we come into recovery, you know, we find our own way of being able to express ourselves. And one of the missions of Rockers in Recovery, through Rockers in Recovery Unplugged, and we started doing it at the Bellagio Hotel out in Las Vegas. We've done it across the country since 2012. Rockers in Recovery Unplugged came into play. And the mission of Rockers in Recovery Unplugged was to go into treatment centers to be able to help people in treatment centers since 2012 to be able to see that you can touch your emotions with music. And Dallas, what would you say that part of your recovery process with music has been? Has been a healing process for you?
So, well, I went into treatment in August of 2011, and shortly afterwards, my family home in Austin, Texas, burnt down, and there's wildfires in Texas, so we lost, and my family lost everything, and then I had in my room, I had like a old acoustic guitar that someone gave to me, and like a bag of clothes. And I was just looking at it, and I was just, that's all I had, you know, in the whole world. So I said, all right, well, I'm going to make use of it, you know. So I started to put what I was feeling into music, you know, and I would play for the people that were there with me. And it was just super healing. And there was a man who volunteered there on Sundays, and he was just really encouraging me and supporting me. And he said, the music industry needs someone that's speaking up for people in recovery, you know, to let them know that they can be artistic and creative without the use of drugs and alcohol, which is what I fully bought into. And he said, call me when you get out of here. So I did, and he put me in the studio for over the course of a year and recorded the first Fighting the Silence album. I didn't even have a band. I hired a session drummer and just played the acoustic guitar track with him, and then layered the instruments over that and did all of it. So it's basically, I felt an extreme calling to carry the message through my music, and it was extremely healing for me. I didn't even have a band, but I was like, I'm gonna have a band that's in recovery, and somehow that's gonna happen. So my childhood drummer ended up getting clean about 3 years ago, finding me again, relocating from, he was in Reno at the time. Then my childhood guitar player went from Eugene, Oregon to Chicago to St. Petersburg, got clean in St. Petersburg, and then made his way back to Cocoa Beach. So we, it's an extreme blessing, you know, when we go through situations and events, you know, we can put it into music, and it's like therapy for me, you know, and it's the way that I can cope with things and just be a vessel to carry the message of recovery with my music.
Real quick, we're going to start breaking stuff down, but as Lyle had said at the very beginning, February 13, 2016, we are having the Rockers in Recovery Music Festival. It's the fifth annual festival. Again, we produce concerts across the country, but this is like our flagship event. And we have about seven bands that come in and play through the day, and then we have one main Rockers in Recovery All-Star band that will be performing for everybody. That band has had everybody from Ian Hunter to Liberty DeVito, from Billy Joel's band, to major, major people that have come into town to play on it. This year is gonna be real special, and we're not even gonna talk about it. But I can tell you it's gonna be off the chain. We're gonna have a great time. And of course, Fighting the Silence is gonna be there. They're gonna be one of the bands that's gonna be playing. And we look forward to seeing everybody in February. Thank you, Lyle.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of talk while they're breaking things down. Hi, my name is Robin Bright, and I'm a person in long-term recovery.